What's up, everybody? You are listening to Miss the Bus, and this is another special E3 episode.
Woo!
And now we are on day four, and we are talking about Nintendo because their conference was earlier today.
And boy, did they bring it.
They brought it.
They brought it with a fire.
They did. I am Tyler. I'm happy to be here. I'm joined by Matt.
I'm here. I'm happy.
And Bailey.
I'm here. I'm happy.
Nintendo made me very happy.
Omar's not here, so it's just us three.
The boy's gone, but he'll be back.
Yep. You're stuck with us three. So what did you guys think about the Nintendo conference overall? Jump right in.
Full disclaimer at first, I was at work, so I only got to watch. I watched the entirety of the Smash reveal, and I know there's more stuff Nintendo did, so I'm going to be less in on that, but the Smash looks awesome. It looks great, I think.
It does.
The Nintendo, and they spent the most time on it, right? Because the video I watched was like 28 minutes.
So not to mislead it, it wasn't a conference. It was a video. Nintendo does their directs. It's separate from E3, but it's basically just a video presentation of the heads and creators talking about what's coming out on Nintendo Switch.
And they've
soon.
Been doing this for what, like 2 or 3 years now?
A while.
Instead of actually going to E3, so they know what they're doing.
See, and what I enjoyed most about Nintendo too is like compared to all the other stuff we've seen through E3, Nintendo was just so like uplifting and happy and light, which to
organized.
Organized to end a conference on that kind of note. And it's like one of the most important things that everyone's been looking forward
for
to
sure.
is being announced.
Yeah.
So I feel like they ended it like the best way it could have been ended.
Mm-hmm.
So I super appreciated
yeah,
that. Yeah,
it definitely makes sense to close the thing out with Nintendo. And especially with this year when you've got something like Smash up your sleeve. Like
freaking smashing.
Like, there you go.
I thought they were really good. The first big thing they showed, they showed a game called Daemon X Machina. It seems like it's like a mech type game. It looked really cool. It's coming in 2019. I don't know much about it, but it seems really, really cool. So that's a Switch game that's something to look forward to. They showed Xenoblade Chronicles 2 DLC. People love that game.
For sure.
Then they went to Let's Go Eevee, Pikachu, and
I didn't get Eevee to see all this, so do they show a lot from that? Or what is it? Is it still
not
looking like
much.
Pokemon Go?
It was more stuff that we've already seen. They reiterated stuff with the Pokeball controller.
Mm-hmm.
If you pre-order it, it comes with Mew.
It's pretty much like, give us money and we give you better stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it pretty much works as a Joy-Con controller with the game.
Okay. And it looks really cool.
When the conference ended, they showed people playing the actual game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it does a whole bunch of stuff with Pokemon Go. I haven't really even read too much into it. I love Pokemon, but I'm going to get this game regardless.
Right.
I'm going to play it, so I'm more just, we'll see how it is when I get it.
Yeah, I got you.
The big reveal after that was Super Mario Party.
Which, that looks super fun.
So that's what it's called, Super Mario
Party? Super,
yeah,
Mario,
Super
Party.
Mario Party.
They're dropping that number shit. It comes out on October 5th.
Yeah, I guess, do you really want to go to Mario Party 11?
No.
But that's what it'd be,
it
right?
makes sense to be Super Mario Party anyway.
Yeah, that's cool. So do they show that they're all in the car still, what they did in 9 and 10?
No.
Or did
no.
they? Okay, that's
no,
cool.
It looks completely different.
I was going to say, like, the Wii U version, Mario Party 10, right, with the the Bowser mode was kind of cool, but the fact that even if you went into, like, the main just regular
party
mode.
I didn't even play it.
Yeah, you didn't play it with us. Zach bought it.
Everybody said it.
It
was terrible.
Yeah, that's a problem. It was not bad.
See, this doesn't look
Mario
like that
Mario Party
at all,
8
though.
Was good.
Yeah, well, I think when you take away from everybody getting to move around the board on their own and doing their own thing, that's kind of like, well, what's really the point of this game anymore? So yeah, that is cool if they're getting rid of that. That was my big problem
with
10.
It was cool. It looked like you could, in the trailer, you could put your Switches together
and connect them in
weird ways to play in cool ways.
And it would go from screen to
like
screen.
Like the screens.
If they were connected.
So to do multiplayer on it, does everybody need to have a Switch? Or is it...
Yeah. It's like they showed it where it was like two players on each, but other than that, I think you need more, obviously. So
I don't think you need more Switches. I think if you have controllers, you can still just play.
So, well, what was
it was something special.
Okay, so it was like a way of playing the game, basically.
Uh-huh.
Like displaying it.
That's what it looked like.
I was going to say, so the mini game wasn't based on having four screens.
I don't think
so.
Was it not?
Well, that'd be kind of weird.
No,
because
that wouldn't make any sense if everybody needs a Switch to play this game.
Yeah, Mario Party's always been like so much about just like sitting in a living room and playing it on one.
Yeah, just a whole bunch of Joy-Cons.
I feel like there'll probably be a mode where like maybe, I don't know if they'd have online in Mario Party, but like.
We'd have to rewatch the trailer.
I'm sure you can connect to and play it that way, or we'll see, but yeah, I would assume maybe you can just have, you know, everybody's got a Joy-Con.
It was something, it looked like a mini game with pipes, and like one Switch was like this and the other one was like this and the pipes were like different. What it looked like, I don't know. I think it was something special with the game.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
They showed a new Fire Emblem game. People love that. I think they said 2019 for that.
Okay.
People love Fire Emblem games.
What about Super Mario Party? Did they say release date for that?
October 5th.
This year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's soon. And I think that's a good release date for that.
Right.
Fortnite available now on Switch.
Yep, bringing it.
They brought it at like, what, 10? I think they kept stressing.
Apparently there was some problems with linking your PlayStation account. Like, apparently it was hard for some people to do that, and it wouldn't let them. But I think you can, I think they fixed it.
I was going to say, because I've got Fortnite set up now where, like, on my PlayStation, on my PC, it's just I log in, I've got
everything. Yeah, I think they already fixed it. Apparently people were having trouble, but I think you could file a complaint and it just fixes it. Or
sweet.
Maybe through an update, I'm not sure. They showed Overcooked 2, comes out August 7th. That's a really fun little indie game that people love on Switch. I think it's
I've heard good things about Overcooked.
I think it's on PS4, too. I think it's on everything. It's a cheap little indie game.
Nice.
They showed Killer Queen Black. Apparently Killer Queen is a really, really popular.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, apparently it's a really big popular arcade game where people play like 5v5s. On the Switch, it's going to be 4v4 because I think that works better with, you know.
Right.
Most Nintendo games go with four controllers, so I think that's how it just works better. It comes out 2018. Apparently the game's a lot of fun.
That's what I've heard.
I don't know much about it, but it looks cool.
I'm excited. Wait, when's it come out?
2018.
Okay, cool.
Hollow Knight got revealed. That's another big indie game. It's available now.
Nice. I like when they do that, when they're like, here's something awesome, and then, you know, go download it.
Yeah.
You have it.
And then they show that Octopath Traveler game again.
Yeah.
I don't really know much about that game
either. I don't either, but it definitely has like a big following because I keep seeing stuff about it.
Oh, Square.
And there's a demo on June 14th, and the game comes out in July. And then there was a part in the conference where they just started going through, they listed just like,
six or seven games.
It was more than that. They rolled through like 15 to 20 games that are just coming.
Oh, I didn't even realize
like
that many.
Indie games and things that they've already announced, like Captain Toad that's coming out, and like Starlink with Star Fox.
But they definitely just went through it so quick because they were trying to get to the most important, the main attraction.
Yeah, they showed Crash Bandicoot. They literally just had, it was a ton of shit.
So the Starlink game must be the Star Fox thing that leaked a few months ago then, right?
Oh, I guess it would be. Because
they didn't show anything else.
Yeah, so the F-Zero thing or whatever.
Right.
I didn't even think about that.
I was thinking, yeah. That's cool. We'll see.
They showed Minecraft expansions. yes!
Whenever I saw that, I started laughing, actually.
Dragon Ball FighterZ coming out 2018.
Nice.
So we're getting it on there. That's fucking awesome. And Captain Toad comes out July 13th. And people really like that game on Wii U.
I've heard, yeah.
And then after they showed all that, they went right into it. They basically,
main attraction.
The video was like 40 or 50 minutes. The first 17 minutes was
just that.
The first 17 minutes was just the stuff that we just talked about. Yeah. And then rest of it was just Smash.
Because when I was on my lunch break, I was able to just look up the Smash. They have a whole video up and it was like 27 minutes.
Well, that was the
solid
thing.
Smash stuff. So really cool.
That was the thing too. I forgot. I didn't even realize it was 11. So when I went and I went and looked at it like maybe 18 minutes late, and it was already in Smash stuff. And I was like, I know they're going to be closing it out with Smash. So when did this even start?
Yeah, well, good on Nintendo. They know this is. They brought it. Everybody knew
they were going to focus on Smash. I don't think that was any surprise.
Right. And it was good that they showed other stuff. And obviously they have other stuff in the pipeline. So that's great. But yeah, I mean, having Smash take up the majority of this is great.
Smash is one of my favorite series. We play it constantly as a friend group.
Yeah, I think everybody loves it.
When they first announced it on Switch, I didn't have a Switch yet, so I was kind of trepidatious about it, and I was just worried that it wouldn't be its own thing, but it's called Smash Ultimate, and basically the way they revealed it was they said, we're going to show every character that's in the game, and then they started going through each one with their numbers of when they first appeared, and then
at some point, they say, like,
well,
they're all...
The way they built the hype was they showed Ice Climbers.
Right.
That was the first thing.
It was the first new one.
Then they showed Pokemon Trainer, and we're like, oh, and then they showed Cloud and Ryu, so you're like, okay, these random other characters are back, these DLC characters, and then they show Solid Snake.
Yeah. And that's when they're like, we have everyone.
Yeah. Which is fucking...
Because that's what flashes across the screen, right?
It just says goes like, everyone
is here, everyone or something is here. Like that.
And then they keep going through and they keep showing every character. People like Young Link, Pichu, everyone, Wolf, fan favorite of mine. Everyone's coming back.
Which is great. I think this is almost a different kind of announcement than we thought for the new Smash. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think a lot of people were sitting there thinking every single character. There's a lot of discussion about, are all of the Wii U characters going to be back? So I think this is crazy. This is what it should be. This is what Smash should be. I mean, I don't know. At the end of the day, is this like a brand new? I mean, it feels more like this is taking everything and bringing it
adding
into
mechanics.
The great way that they had with Smash 4. So it makes sense. And this is what you want on Switch. You want the definitive version of Super Smash Brothers, and that's what you're gonna get with Smash Ultimate.
When they showed, that was the name reveal, Smash Ultimate. Yeah. I think it's a great title.
It is. Oh yeah,
this is a game I love Smash so much, and every time when a new Smash game comes out, I always get like a little upset when characters that I liked were cut or not in it anymore. Yeah. And it's cool to have the Smash games that are have exclusivity to it.
Right.
But this is, I could never have imagined this, and this is everything I've always wanted in a Smash game.
I think so many people who are Smash fans just appreciate this so much because it's, I like you said, no one would have ever expected you to be able to play as literally any character from these games.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, so
this game
that,
is,
and they added new maps too. Like, not new maps, well, they brought other maps back, which was super cool. So, I don't know. I feel like this is exciting for any Smash fan.
It was so great. And then they showed all different mechanics that they're adding to each character, like how different characters are being tweaked. And
what they've like added to each.
Yeah, and it does seem like it's the same core of what Smash 4 was, but they're adding a lot of stuff to
they
it.
They are. It's going to feel like its own game. And it's, that, like, again, this is really,
they really knew
this
how to
game
bring the
will
hype.
Last. You know what I mean? This is like the Smash that we're going to be able to play for a very long time.
Oh, and Pokemon Trainer too.
Right. Which that is like a huge, so many people freaked out about that
and
one.
Then they also said the copy characters such as Lucina and...
oh, they brought back Daisy.
Or they brought in Daisy.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, the copy characters of Lucina and Dark Pit and who else?
Daisy.
Oh, yeah, and then they added Daisy, because Daisy was pretty much a Peach skin before. But
right. Yeah,
I was excited about that.
Yeah, so they named those.
So I'm guessing these Echo characters are, like, when you go to pick Marth or something, it'll ask you if you want to play as Lucy. You could probably switch between
them. I thought it was
funny, too, how they stressed that Marth speaks English
now. Speaks English now, yeah.
There was, I did think, I'm not dissing Nintendo at all. I think they do everything they do great, but it was funny at some of the parts of the conference where they're like, notice, they sound different, the two different forms. It's like, they kind of do. Yeah. I think people would have discovered that when they got the game and figured it out anyway.
It really wasn't something like to pinpoint,
it was,
I guess.
But it made me laugh.
And that's what's weird. They revealed a lot, and normally with Smash, they reveal just stuff every week or every day through screenshots, and it seems like, I guess they're not going to do that as much.
This is a very different way of announcing this game and showing it all to us at once, obviously, instead of going through these blogs every day. But they probably will still show stuff over time. It's not going to be the same way they did, like, every day, something new, I don't think. But
and GameCube controllers coming back. They're compatible. Yep. Your old ones, I'm guessing they're going to re-release some.
Right.
And then at the end of the Smash, everything they showed, they was the big reveal.
The huge reveal.
Ridley.
Ridley's here. After all these years waiting for Ridley, we finally got it.
That was the coolest build-up,
though. No more bullshit. No more excuses. Ridley is in your face. He's here. They shrunk him down.
He's terrorizing
the
world.
Like we all said they could have done 10 years ago.
He looks great. I love in this game that for every series, they have villains.
Yeah.
You know, that's and great. We always bitch about Dark Pit, but at least there's a villain for Kid Icarus series. And with Fox, now we have Wolf again. And
Sonic doesn't have a villain.
No. Oh, they also showed all the final...
That's true. We didn't even get into that. So they streamlined Final Smash to where you're not going to have these kind of bullshit like transformations anymore.
Yeah, they say you pretty much just get to the point.
And I think that works really well for characters like Sonic. I mean, it looks much cooler because...
It does.
Be honest. Maybe if you're really good, whatever. But for the majority of people like playing a Sonic, and you're trying to move him around the screen and he's fucking flying everywhere. It's like, I don't like doing this. So it looks awesome now. You get straight to the point. He fucking kicks ass. So that they all look really cool. I think that's a really smart move too. I think a lot of people that maybe turn Smash... I mean, if you're like a purist that never plays with items to begin with, you're not going to change that, but some people that maybe are like, oh fuck, get Smash Balls out, maybe I'm gonna do a little bit different now.
They have the fake Smash Ball, and then they added besides Omega stages, now they have Battlefield
which
stages,
I thought was really cool that because I kind of like playing on the Battlefield levels because you've got that, you know, it's just a little bit more to do, so adding that to every single stage, that's cool.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know. I think they went above and beyond. I never could have imagined getting this. I'm so happy. The release date is December 7th, so it's a little more farther away, but I can't fucking complain.
Yeah, and
I
again,
can't.
It's one of these things where like the internet hyped it up in a way where like we didn't really know what we were getting. Mm-hmm. This release date of like September, October kind of got thrown out there. People think that's what's going to happen. And at the end of the day, we had nothing really to go off of to say that. So while this slightly feels disappointing, at the same time, they could have come out, this game could have been coming out like summer of next year. So I think we're still getting it at a good time. It's, you know, it'll be here before we know it. And it's going to have legs on it. It's going to be the Smash game we play for years and years to come.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it was one of those shows that they just, the whole time, I don't know, you felt like you could smile the entire time. Like, you were just really happy about everything they were putting
this
out.
This is the one I wish we could have all watched together.
Yeah, that would have been
because
so fun.
Because I got off work.
God, I had to be at 11.
I left work 10 minutes earlier so I could get home in time to watch Nintendo. And then when I was sitting there watching the Smash stuff, like I was just waiting for it the whole time, and I started like shaking because I was like, I'm so nervous as to what they're gonna show, and I hope it's everything I want. And then
at least they got to it quick.
When they started revealing every character, the second they revealed Snake, I literally like yelled in my house. And when they said everyone is back, I just could not stop smiling.
Yeah,
I mean this was the hypest moment of E3.
You expect them to bring it, and they brought it. So good on you, Nintendo. We're all super excited.
And this is going to sell.
God, we're going to play this game so freaking much.
Yeah. It's the thing on the Switch, it's going to be so easy to play it.
Right.
I mean,
anywhere.
A bunch of your friends have a Switch. You can just literally bring it anywhere. Yeah. You can have one Switch and bring it anywhere. But like, I mean, it's gonna be this.
And I always,
it's gonna be with the 3DS game what they wanted it to
and
be.
And I love the 3DS. Me too. I love the way it handled.
I was gonna say was the great. 3DS game felt legit like Smash on a handheld, which was awesome. A concept that you didn't think you were ever. Gonna
I got
really
good
get.
With using the 3DS. Me too. I prefer it.
I was gonna say it before I really switched it over to back to the GameCube controllers. I would just bring my 3DS over and just play with that. So,
was cool what they showed with the GameCube controllers too.
Right.
Really I'm guessing they're gonna re-release them.
They should.
I'm gonna buy a new one.
And if you didn't know, Switch already has you can plug in your GameCube adapter to the Switch, and it's been working because of an accidental patch that came out like 6 months ago. But they just left it in there. So yeah, it's gonna work. And yeah, this game will be really, really cool.
And I just want to say, I know this is our last E3 video, and this is like a year of dreams for me.
Mm-hmm. All of us. Really.
I'm getting Spyro. I'm getting Kingdom Hearts 3 soon. Right. We played God of War, which was incredible. Yeah. We're getting another Smash game. It's just, I never could have imagined so many games that I have had so much fun with and will have fun with all at once.
This was a very stacked like E3 lineup in general, where like there were so many games that we knew we were going to see. It was hard for it to like turn into a letdown. And it definitely, I think some people brought it, some people didn't. I think Nintendo, if we're rating them, which I think we maybe should just say what we thought.
Sure.
Because I would say, I guess Sony did the best job as far as like their games. They've got the majority of them that I really want. I think Nintendo brought it the most though, because I think I had this kind of letdown from even with Sony not seeing the release dates and not really having a ton of surprises. Like, I think Nintendo, their Smash reveal is like, that's almost what I expected around the entire E3 from everybody.
Yeah.
And while they all brought it in different ways, I think Nintendo actually nailed it. So I put them at the top. I think Sony really did bring it in their second. Microsoft's third, because I think they had the most traditional type of E3.
They showed the most stuff.
They did. They showed the majority of it, and they killed it with what they needed to do. So Microsoft being third, and then
Bethesda.
Ubisoft, I think, just had a lot of stuff. They're always getting better. So I put Ubisoft fourth, and
then Bethesda.
Bethesda's down there. You know, we got to see Fallout 76, but they focused too much on mobile stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
EA has the Anthem and a few things I really like, but ultimately they're, like you said, they're walking on glass. They do what they could, and they don't really try to do anything more than that. And then EA, I'm sorry,
Square.
I mean, Square. Square.
Sorry, EA.
Yeah, I'd probably agree with that. And the thing is, I don't know. It's always up in the air with what you want and what you expect. So it's the rankings could get moved around a little bit.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I think Nintendo, Sony, and Xbox were all really good.
Yeah, they killed
threes.
It.
I mean, I don't know.
I think Sony will definitely be
the,
my
the
favorite
thing with
from
Nintendo
this year,
is, I guess they didn't show a ton, but they have directs throughout the year, and we already know they're making a Yoshi game and a Metroid game, even though they didn't show them. We'll get more about them in early 2019, so I'm not worried. They did what they were going to focus on. Smash, they did it. It kicked
well, that
ass.
And again, they knew all we cared about was seeing Smash.
That's
anyway.
What I'm saying.
So
they gave us enough what time we with the other games, but Smash they focused on, and that's what we wanted.
Year of dreams. But yeah, that was the episode of Nintendo for E3 from Miss the Bus.
Last day.
Yeah, day four, final day of E3.
If you want to follow us, you can go on iTunes. You can check out everything we do, all the other E3 videos, our weekly shows, our movie reviews. It's all there at Miss the Bus. And we're on all the other social medias too. Miss the Bus, Miss the Bus Pod. You search it, we're there.
Come look and you'll find us.
Oh, good.
we hope you really enjoyed this episode and all our other E3 episodes. If you didn't listen to them, go find them.
They're all there.
Toodaloo.
See ya.